broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Canon McMillan High School in the PIAA basketball playoffs. Today, the WJPA Sports Network, in conjunction with the PIAA and the NFHS Network, present the 5A Girls Semifinals, a rematch of the WPIL Championship game 2 weeks ago between Peters Township and South Fayette. Hi, everyone. I'm Bob Gregg. Tom Drakely is with me, along with our WJPA Sports Network crew. Eric Bennett is our floor director. Noah Tennant and Scott Donnelly on the cameras, and G Wiz George producing in our downtown Washington studios. Peters Township won the 2019 6A state championship, beating Garnet Valley. The Indians are back in the state semis for the first time since. South Fayette hoping to return to the PIAA championship game and improve on its runner-up finish 2 years ago, having lost to Archbishop Wood in the finals. Speaking of Archbishop Wood, they are leading Crestwood 36-13 early in the fourth quarter. Today's game on the WJPA Sports Network is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, by Nancy Russell McKenna, Howard Hannah Mount Lebanon, a neighbor helping neighbors, by Bud Bear Mazda on Route 19 South in Washington, home of the Bud Bear Cares Rewards Program, by Washington Financial Bank for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you, by CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true, by Calibro Tire and Auto Service, for selection and service wherever the road takes you, by Washington and Jefferson College, where change makers get their start, log on washjeff.edu, by Good Orthodontics, excellence is a good choice, choose Good Orthodontics, by Calusi Chevrolet, right off the Bridgeville exit of I-79. Calusi Chevrolet, together, let's drive. And by First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. We'll take a look at last night's semi scores, today's complete schedule, and check the starting lineups when our pregame show continues here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Looking for a home in the South Hills? You want someone who knows the market. You want Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hannah Mount Lebanon. Nancy Russell McKenna was born, raised, and currently lives in the South Hills, so she knows the market inside and out. She'll help you find a home anywhere in the Pittsburgh area. A neighbor helping neighbors. Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hannah Mount Lebanon. Call Nancy Russell McKenna, 412-551-6118. 412-551-6118.
This is Mark Baer from Bud Bear Mazda. It's time for our 50th annual tent event. Discounted prices on the windshield. And we decided to extend this till the end of the month. We've got a tremendous selection, over 200 in stock. On top of the price on the windshield, you get all the incentives. This year, we're going to include our Mazda certified pre-owners. Spring is a great time to buy a car. Come on up and drive one home today. Bud Bear Mazda, Route 19 South, Washington, budbearmazda.com. Bud
Bear. South Fayette and Peters Township warming up at the moment. The girls' action last night, Upper St. Clair, a 53-49 winner over Garnet Valley, putting the Panthers in the state finals for just the second time ever. They'll take on District 1 champion Perkiomen Valley, a 52-45 winner over Archbishop Carroll. 3A girls, it'll be Shadyside Academy taking on Loyal Sauk Township. Shadyside, a 43-29 win over Our Lady of the Sacred Heart. Loyal Sauk beat District 12 titleist Imhotep Charter 65-46. And the 2A girls, Bishop McCourt out of District 6 will take on Berlin Brothers Valley right next door out of District 5. Both were winners last night. 5A boys, Hershey, first time ever to the PIAA Basketball Championships. They beat Chartiers Valley 66-50. Hershey will take on District 12 titleist Newman Goretti, a 79-53 winner over Upper Moreland. Berks Catholic and Devon Prep will play for the 4A Boys Championship. Berks beat North Catholic 67-59, Devon Prep a 64-44 winner over Valley View. And in the 1A Boys title game, the Neighborhood Academy WPIL champion will take on District 12 champion Sankofa Freedom. Neighborhood Academy beating Otto Eldred 55-38, Sankofa 63-41 winner over Lancaster Country Day School. Earlier today here, it was South Allegheny 36, Aliquippa 31. South Allegheny took the lead with just around 2.5, 3 minutes to play in the ballgame. First time they led all afternoon, and South Allegheny beats the Quibs 36-31. South Allegheny will take on the West Catholic Holy Cross winner. And Sewickley Academy rallied from a big deficit to knock off Greensburg Central Catholic 52-48. Sewickley Academy will meet the Northwest Area Linville Hill winner. In the 1A girls, Bishop Guilfoyle knocked off Bishop Carroll 49-42, a rematch of last week's District 6, or a month ago's District 6 championship. Guilfoyle awaits the winner of the Linville Hill Lords matchup. And our winner here between South Fayette and Peters Township will take on either Archbishop Wood, almost certainly, or Crestwood. Archbishop Wood now middle of the third quarter, leading Crestwood 44-16. Starting lineups here at Gannon McMillan when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
For 125 years, we've been covering this region's financial needs, sharing your rebellious spirit, standing right here with you, supporting your dreams, helping businesses grow and thrive, investing in what matters, and always putting people first. Thank you for letting us get to know you over our first 125 years. We're Washington Financial Bank, and we're proud to be the bank that gets you.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
You can trust a business that's been around for over 80 years. Calibro Tire and Auto Service has helped generations of families take care of all makes and models of cars and light trucks. Check out online reviews and ratings to see Calibro Tire's outstanding reputation for customer service. And when you need quality name brand tires, brakes, alignment, state inspections, diagnostics, and more, call Calibro Tire and Auto Service on Bower Hill Road, 412-221-4300, online, calibrotire.com.
I promise I'll get Tom Drakely in here shortly, not quite ready for starting lineups. I do want to tell you, Leslie Whalen will be our referee, Sean Gooch, and Brandon Ballard will also officiate this game for the PIAA. Mark Keener is the game manager for the PIAA, and of course, a big vote of thanks to Brian Geyer, athletic director at Peters Township, Keener, the AD at South Fayette. Peters Township comes in on a 7-game winning streak, second time this year. The Indians have won 7 in a row. They've also won 6 in a row 2 other times. So 6, count them, 6. 6-game winning streaks or longer for the Indians. Haven't lost since the regular season finale on bracket night against Mount Lebanon. For South Fayette, winners of 3 in a row since losing to Peters Township, their only loss in the last 20 games. Lions opened up with 8 straight wins before losing to St. Mary's out of New York at the Tampa Bay Invitational between Christmas and New Year's. Rattled off 16 straight wins and were at the Peterson Event Center looking for WPIL Championship 4 straight. And Peters Township closed with a 10-5 run in the fourth to win the ball game. Now, hi, Tom.
Hi, Bob. How are you today?
Oh, my goodness.
Exciting time, though. You gotta love this. Boy, what a game. What a matchup. Yeah, both teams have talked about. They're so familiar with one another, talking to both coaches, and it's going to be it's going to come down to, can South Fayette adjust to playing against the size of Peters Township? Can they get the ball out in transition? cause some turnovers and get easy baskets. They struggled against that size, and that's one thing you can't teach or duplicate in your practice situations. And Brian Bennett, very disappointed the way they played offense.
Throughout the game, we'll talk about what happened on that Friday night at the Peterson Event Center. We'll get a chance to tell you who scored what and all those pieces. But what matters today, who goes on to play next Saturday evening at the Giant Center, is who wins the next 32 minutes. Who knows? Maybe a little extra. Starting lineups in the tip-off when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit W&J to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. W&J, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
Calusi Chevrolet is family owned and operated since 1918. We have been a staple in the automotive industry in Pittsburgh and the surrounding area for decades. We are a full service Chevrolet dealership with new and certified pre-owned cars and trucks, medium duty work trucks, parts and service, and a state-of-the-art collision center. But don't take our word for it. We have several online shopping and scheduling experiences for your convenience at calusi.com.
Spring into home construction season with First Federal of Greene County's construction and home improvement loans. First Federal's construction loans, owner-builder loans, FHA Title I home improvement loans, and home equity loans put you in charge. With offices in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties, your loan stays here. Visit with a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Check the starting lineups, and because of placement on the bracket, Peters Township will be listed as the visiting team. 5'6 junior Bree Morial and her 68 three-point buckets. She'll be joined by 6'3 senior Natalie Wetzel, 19 points and 10 rebounds, heading off to the University of Miami in Coral Gables. 5'10 freshman Jordan Welsh, 5 points, 3 boards, 20 three-pointers for the freshman. 5'6 freshman Taylor McCullough had 9 points in the WPIL championship game. And 6'3 senior Daniela Radulovic, 6 points, 7 boards, put 8 in the score column on Friday, February 28th at the Peterson Event Center. Peters Township 26-3, and Steve Lambiriu is the head coach. For South Fayette and Brian Bennett, 27-2 on the year. Starting will be a 5'7 sophomore. Number one, Layla Wright. Wright averages 10 points and 4 of about everything else. Assists, rebounds, and steals. 5'8 junior Haley Lamondi. Her next three will be her 40th of this season. She averages 12 points a game, had 19 in the WPIL final. 5'10 senior Sierra Rexroad. A 5'11 junior Juju LaRue, 13 points and 5 boards every time out. And a 5'10 junior Ryan Oldaker averages 12 points, but the Indians held her to 2 in the championship game. I think the play of Ryan Oldaker and the successful play of Ryan Oldaker is the key to this ball game.
You know, I'm going to agree with you on that one, and I think she has to score points for South Fayette to be successful on the offensive end. But again, Bob, they're going to have to make shots. They rely heavily on a three-point shot, but they love to get the ball out in tempo and go. And Peters Township, if they can control half-court tempo, make them play against that set-up defense, those two bigs then influence the game.
Ball in flight. And the Indians control the tip. Across the timeline comes McCullough. Hassled there by Layla Wright. Ball to the near side. Fumbled by Wetzel. Has to pass it out. Radulovic able to save it and gives it back to Wetzel. And a travel. Wetzel may have walked the first time she had the ball.
I think she did. She never had the ball in her hands. It was kind of just couldn't grab it. So off to an inauspicious beginning there for Peters Township.
Wright, who had 4 points in the WPIL final, give it off. Ball gets inside, but LaRue could not get to the basket. Welsh had her cut off. Take it up top to Lamondi, trying to dribble past the defense of Morial, who played an outstanding game defensively in the championship. Layla Wright almost went to a spin, pulls it back. Out to Oldeker, her first touch offensively.
And there's the matchup. Wetzel on Oldeker.
Ball up top, McCullough trying to recover. Wright, dribble drive, lay it off the rim. It won't go. Battle for the rebound, and Welsh touches it last. It's going to be South Fayette ball at the baseline.
I wonder if we're going to have another one of those low-scoring games, Bob. I mean, it was low-scoring in the championship game at 40-36.
Ball down in tight to right. Shot partially blocked. Ended up with Wetzel on her.
Yeah, can't shoot over her. There you go, the influence of the size.
McCullough tried to kick it back. Wright tied her up. Couldn't let her get the ball out, but it was not called a tie-up. Other way, Wright. Reverse step, shot won't go, and a foul called. Welsh is holding her hands up, looking incredulously at referee Leslie Whalen, but indeed Jordan Welsh tagged with her first foul.
Yeah, I don't know. There was not a lot of contact on that shot.
52% free throw shooter. Layla Wright trying to take the lid off. Had a couple of looks at it from the floor. Couldn't get those to go, and can't get her first foul shot to go. 6:43 to play, opening quarter.
I'm sure they're both a little nervous.
First one no good, second one goes, so we're not going to have a scoreless ball game going to the second quarter. I know that. 1-0, South Fayette leads. Wetzel providing a walking screen. McCullough fumbles the ball, able to keep it alive, get it to Wetzel. Near side, three ball. Morial for the lead. Off the rim, won't go. Rebound, Welsh to Morial. Little floater up and in.
Nice pass that time by Welsh to Morial on the little floater.
Morial, who hits 68 three-pointers so far, hits almost 50% of her tries from distance.
Well, remember, she made that big go-ahead three in the championship game. She's such a good shooter.
Oldeker, dribble drive, won't go, but she is fouled. And now this one looks like Radulovic.
Indians foul number 44, Daniela Radulovic.
Well, one thing is, even though the size is there, the Lions are going to the rack.
Well, and I think they're going to try to do that and make them defend and maybe pick some fouls up.
Oldeker, a 79% free throw shooter.
Just look at her form. Excellent form. Rotation and release are perfect.
Tied at two. And tied no more. Oldeker hits both free throws. All 3 points for the Lions coming at the charity stripe. Morial, left side to McCullough. Right has her. Radulovic, lob inside. Pass is tipped away from Wetzel, but saved at the baseline by Morial. Can't get past Rex Road. Off to McCullough. Three ball in flight. Off the window and home.
Well, she didn't like the way it went in, but it counts. Off the glass.
5-3 Peters Township. Shot off the glass. Won't go. Missed there by Juju LaRue. Oldeker misses the putback. Rex Road got the loose ball. Oldeker saves it back into traffic. Little baby jumper won't go. Wide of the mark. Four different looks at the bucket for South Fayette, and they can't get one to drop.
Yeah, that's not a good sign. They're usually pretty efficient offensively.
Boy, and you get four looks in tight like that.
You got to score.
Morial picks up her dribble on the wing. Needs help, and Wetzel will bail her out. Wetzel against LaRue. Wetzel, free throw line jumper, rolls off the rim. That won't go. And a rebound going to be ruled last touch by Radulovic. Out of bounds. 5 minutes to play, opening quarter. 5-3, Peters Township with the lead. Already a tie and three lead changes.
It's the way they play when they play each other.
Well, we saw South Fayette get distance in the championship game meeting, but the Indians closed strongly. Step back, three ball in flight. Rex Road hits, or Lamondi hits it.
Lamondi was very good in the championship game from distance, and she's picking right up where she left off. They've been playing well throughout this state tournament.
6-5, South Fayette leads. McCullough, too much dribble and lost the ball out of bounds.
Yeah, she has a tendency once in a while to just dribble it a little bit too long. I mean, the dribble has to take you somewhere, Bob, and it has to be used efficiently. That time she over-dribbled.
6-5, South Fayette, plus one. Winner goes to the WPIL championship game against Archbishop Wood. They are running clock in the other semifinal with just under 3 minutes remaining. Wood leading Crestwood 62-26.
Wow. Well, they're always very good.
Oldicker on the dribble. Three ball in flight off the rim. Won't go. Radulovich rebounds for Peters Township. McCullough working up the floor against the sophomore Layla Wright. Ball goes inside. Wetzel's shot too strong. Baseline save the rebound. Lob it up top. That pass got tipped but gets through. McCullough to Welsh. Looked at a three but looked at that too late after thinking about a pass. Wetzel on the dribble. Double team. Too much dribble. Oldicker with a takeaway. Ball ahead to Layla Wright for the lay-in.
Well, there's another case where the dribble actually hurt them.
We've talked a number of times during this playoff run that sometimes Peters Township just wants to dribble too much.
You got to move the ball in the air and have player movement and ball movement to be successful offensively.
Morial needs help. Welsh comes and takes the feed. Lob inside. Wetzel put it on the deck. Muscle it up and in.
Well, and that's where I'd be throwing the ball 90% of the time. Get her on the block and let her go to work.
8-7, South Fayette plus one. Right, spinorama, scoop up and in.
Woo, how about that move? Layla Wright.
Wright has five. She had four in the entire game at the championships.
Boy, that was beautiful. Well, she's kind of the engine of this team, Bob.
10-7, South Fayette plus three. Just under 3 minutes remaining in the quarter. Radulovich sets a high screen for McCullough. McCullough tries to blow by, lay in, it goes. Got by Rex Road. McCullough has five. And now loose ball, but the Indians don't realize it's there, and Oldicker ends up with it.
Heads up by Oldicker that time to retain possession for the Lions.
South Fayette up 10-9. Wright just kind of drops it off. Oldicker hits a three ball. It's too strong, and a far side rebound by Morial. Has Welsh behind everybody. Pass is tipped, and it goes off her hands and out of bounds, and we get the media timeout. 2:17 to play. First quarter, South Fayette 10, Peters Township 9, back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hometown Ticketing makes it fast and easy to buy tickets on your school's website or in the new Hometown Fan app. It's simple. Just search for your school, buy your tickets, and they'll be right there in your account, ready to be scanned when you get to your event. Download the Hometown Fan app today.
Mountaineers know.
Let's go!
Really means let's try. Let's create. Let's explore. And let's do it all together.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
After the media timeout, the Lions get the ball in front court. Rivers laying in Oldicker, first field goal.
Boy, that was a beautiful move, too. She did a little freeze dribble there. She put Wetzel in jail.
12-9. Now, Alina Sopko with trouble with the dribble. Came out of back court and 10-second violation. I'm going to disagree, and I'm just going to say that the count is too quick because The bucket happened exactly at 2 minutes, and the game clock says 1:50. The clock would have been running, and so it's not 10 seconds, but the may have been 10 counts, but it was not 10 seconds. Shot blocked by Rex Road. Morial broke the floor. Wetzel trying to create. Back out. Morial pump fake. Little 16-footer good.
Well, I'll tell you what, she's such an intelligent basketball player. Bree Morial, beautiful shot fake that time for the little 15-footer to get free.
12-11, step through, light ball, rebound, battle for Ella Vieira. Missed a little bunny in tight, just pulled it up way short. Archbishop Wood, a 69-29er, loose ball near side, going to go to South Fayette. All right. Not sure what happened, but I think we're okay here. Lost a monitor, I guess. We'll go without that. I know that. 12-11, South Fayette plus one. Desperation, off-balance shot. Now a rebounding foul. Good position by Radulovich. And a rebounding foul caught on the Lions. 13, Alexa Ankrum, who checked in on the media timeout. That's a first foul of the game on South Fayette. Indians have trouble getting it inbounds. Not a good play there by Welsh. Oldekirk takes it up and scores. It's not a good inbound play.
No, not at all. This pressure has been effective, and that's a travel. I'll tell you what, the pressure has really gotten Peters Township back on its heels, not handling it very well. Two back-to-back turnovers. And you can see South Fayette, Bob, they're driving the basketball to the rim. I mean, they really are being aggressive tonight.
Ella Vieira inbounds it to Layla Wright. 14-11, South Fayette leads. 40 seconds to play in the quarter. And now Wright gets a chance to go. Layup and in. She's got seven in the quarter. McCullough with a crossover. She wants to take it, feed it down inside. Radulovich lets traffic clear and scores.
Inside to Daniela Radulovich.
First points for Radulovich. Wright gives it to Oldeker. Oldeker backs up, stops in the paint, spin around, off the window, won't go. Rebound Vieira. Take it out of the far corner. Into the paint, little push shot, won't go. Rebound South Fayette, and the ball then kicked out of bounds by Oldeker.
I don't know about that call.
Oh, I think so. I think she definitely kicked it out.
Well, we don't have the replay, darn it.
Well, we'll see if we can't get it.
But. Well, I did see her kick it, but I thought that maybe the ball was touched by the Peters Township player, but I couldn't see it, Bob.
And the quarter comes to an end. South Fayette 16, Peters Township 13 after one. Back for the second quarter on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Looking for a home in the South Hills? You want someone who knows the market. You want Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hanna, Mount Lebanon. Nancy Russell McKenna was born, raised, and currently lives in the South Hills, so she knows the market inside and out. She'll help you find a home anywhere in the Pittsburgh area. A neighbor helping neighbors. Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hanna, Mount Lebanon. Call Nancy Russell McKenna, 412-551-6118. 412-551-6118.
This is Mark Baer from Bud Baer Mazda. It's time for our 50th annual tent event. Discounted prices on the windshield, and we decided to extend this till the end of the month. We've got a tremendous selection, over 200 in stock. On top of the price on the windshield, you get all the incentives. This year, we're going to include our Mazda certified pre-owns. Spring is a great time to buy a car. Come on up and drive one home today. Bud Baer Mazda, Route 19 South, Washington, budbearmazda.com.
Bud Baer.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
16-13, South Fayette, end of one quarter. Lions on the possession arrow throw in to start the second quarter. Try to get the ball inside to Juliet LaRue, and that pass is denied. Alina Sopko knocked it out.
Yeah, good defense by Peters Township that time, denying what would have been a layup had it been caught, but there were two defenders right there.
7 points for Layla Wright, six for Ryan Oldeker. They have both bested their championship game performances already.
How about that, huh? They've come out here aggressive, both of them.
Oldaker had just two. She averages 12 points a game, had just two in the championship, and Wright had only four. She's got seven. She's approaching her per-game average. Oldaker on the dribble, takes it out to the volleyball 10-foot line, tries to draw Wetzel out with her, give it off to Wright. Oldaker then bumps McCullough, trying to fight through a screen. Morial with a steal, goes in, walks, got away with that, lays it in. Took a little extra tap step there, pulls Peters within one.
Yeah, nice steal, good anticipation by Bree Morial. We got a great game going on here, Bob.
16-15. Right with that right-hand dribble and an illegal screen set by Alexa Ankrum. Her second foul. First of the quarter on South Fayette.
Offensive foul against South Fayette.
Yeah, got may have had the feet set, but then the left elbow went out. And fortunate for Taylor McCullough that that was at the shoulder and not at the head.
Tell you what, it's difficult for South Fayette to penetrate.
Layla Wright called for a reach in. Her first foul of the game.
How do you attack 6'3 and 6'3? That is the million-dollar question, and they're still trying to solve that puzzle because that's formidable.
Leslie Whalen telling Taylor McCullough, tuck the jersey in the shorts.
Absolutely.
That'll be not the last time that she tells her that, I believe. Sopko trying to blow by. Ball to the corner. McCullough's three ball is an air ball caught on the near side by Lamondi.
Yeah, it didn't look like she had her feet set. She rushed that shot.
Right to Oldaker against Radulovic. Blow by down the lane. Shot blocked by Wetzel. Good help defense.
Well, see, and there's the perfect example. She made a beautiful move to get around Radulovic. And then there's Natalie Wetzel providing the help defense that time to block the shot.
Inbound to Rex Road. She'll take it out in front of the basket. Drop step. Puts a shot up. Score and a foul. And
nice.
Sopko on a reach in, I believe.
I think so. And nice move by Rex Road that time. And a little step under move.
Sopko's first. Peters Township's first foul of the quarter. 18-15 South Fayette leads. Sopko out and Welsh checks in. Some debris on the floor. Cleared away. Rex Road to the foul line is a 69% free throw shooter. Misses this, but the rebound comes to LaRue. Her shot won't go. And a rebound grabbed by Rex Road and a holding foul on Peters Township.
Offensive rebounds, they're killers. South Fayette quick to the basketball.
Jordan Welsh, who checked back in for the foul shot, picks up her second foul and goes right back out. Sopko checks back in.
She wasn't on the floor very long.
Just the foul shot to the foul. And a holding foul.
I think they're calling that on Alina Sopko.
Well, that's three fouls in like 2 seconds.
We haven't seen a game called this tightly in quite some time.
Inbound to Cutter, and Vieira fumbles the pass, saves it at the baseline, gets it to Oldaker, near side to Layla Wright. Three ball, air ball carries toward the far side. Oldaker tried to force it up, and now a tie-up. And a held ball possession arrow, Peters Township.
But on each of the shots that were that Peters Township just took, Bob, the size affected the shot. A block and a partial block.
Sopko takes the inbound, and Morial will bring the ball up the floor. But South Fayette's getting to every loose ball.
They really are. I mean, they're quick to the basketball.
Morial crosses the midcourt line. Wetzel, 35 feet from the basket. Well, maybe 30. McCullough, three ball, well short, loose ball. Sopko going to get to that. She gets tied up, and the ball goes out of bounds, and Sopko touched it last.
How about that play, huh? Good hustle by both teams. Sopko had the basketball on the ground. South Fayette player grabbed it. Sopko couldn't retain it.
South Fayette had three players around her, though, when she got the ball. And that left her with nowhere to throw it, so she had to try to protect it, and ball ripped out and touched her last. In the top of the free throw circle, now it's Oldaker. after Rex Road directing traffic. Ball now to Ella Vieira, trying to drive. Stopped at the low block, and she's called for an offensive foul. Put the ball right into the chin of Sopko and shoved her backwards. Ella Vieira picks up her first foul. 5:22 to play. First half, 18-15. South Fayette with the lead. The Lions took the lead about halfway, not quite halfway through the first quarter. About 7 minutes ago, McCullough, a little high step there and almost fell down. Bounce pass. Sopko on the dribble. Got by Oldicker. Left-hand shot too strong. Won't go. And Sopko has to pick herself up off the floor. Lamondi. Hand it off to Wright. Wright on the dribble. McCullough makes her feed it out. Oldicker behind the back. Lost the handle. Oldicker gets it back. Now Lamondi. Little jab step. Push off against Morial. Shot blocked by Radulovic. Morial controls. Going one on three. Get the ball to Wetzel. Wetzel to the low block. Jumper rolls up and falls off. Radulovic rebounds. Gives it off to Wetzel. Wetzel misses a bunny.
Oh, she missed a point blank shot.
Ball to Lamondi looking inside. The ball fumbled by LaRue, and the Indians get it back.
Boy, just can't hold the basketball. Peter Stoutchip had great opportunity there. It was a nice pass, good rebound by Radulovic, good pass over to Wetzel, and she just was a little strong using the glass. Should have been a score.
Sopko, 5'6 junior, will bring it up the floor. She'll be greeted there by Oldicker, side of the lane. Wetzel tried to muscle it in, lob it back out to Sopko. Gets a screen to the elbow. Now to Wetzel. Step back for a three. Good.
Boy, I tell you what, when she has time and space, you can forget about it.
Tied up at 7 at 18. 4:05 to play, second quarter. Second tie of the game. Ball outside the elbow. LaRue, far side. Oldicker, and now Lamondi. Haley Lamondi had 19 in the championship game. Walks down the lane, missed the reverse layup, and LaRue can't handle the rebound. Timeout on the floor. South Fayette 18, Peters Township 18. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits, and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one of a kind as your business is. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
You can trust a business that's been around for over 80 years. Calibro Tire and Auto Service has helped generations of families take care of all makes and models of cars and light trucks. Check out online reviews and ratings to see Calibro Tire's outstanding reputation for customer service. And when you need quality name brand tires, brakes, alignment, state inspections, diagnostics, and more, call Calibro Tire and Auto Service on Bower Hill Road, 412-221-4300, online, calibrotire.com.
After the media timeout, Peters Township with the basketball. Radulovic sets up the arc, gives it to Morial. Her little floater in tight, blocked by Oldicker, 5'10 junior. And now Oldicker has trouble, and Radulovic partially blocks that shot. Sopko behind the back, look away pass. Morial for three in the lead, high off the iron, the rim, the window, the iron again, and Layla Wright rebounds the miss. 3:10 to play, second quarter. 18 all tie. Winner goes to the state championship game next Saturday night against Archbishop Wood. I'll give you a correction on their score in a moment. 1 point different than what I told you earlier. To the hoop. Juliet LaRue shot rolls off the rim. Another offensive board. Sierra Rexroad feed it back out. Spinorama by Oedeker. Her shot won't go. Wetzel rebounds, turn around to McCullough, and the ball out of bounds. Going to be ruled McCullough, cut off by Layla Wright, and the dribble on the sideline.
Observation, Bob, the size of Peters Township is greatly altering shots on behalf of South Fayette. They're just having a hard, they can't solve that puzzle. You can't drive into the big girls. You've got to put them, pull them away from the basket and maybe attempt to drive around them. But man, oh man, are they causing problems.
18 all tie. We've been here since the 4:10 mark, so we're coming up on 2 minutes of neither team scoring. Sopko knocked the ball away from LaRue, but it lands right back in her hands. Took it in, and Wetzel in her face, and can't go there.
Nope.
Lamondi feeds it into the paint. Oedeker drop step. Wetzel blocks that shot out of bounds.
That's got to be the eighth block already in this game.
South Fayette baseline throw in. A couple of minutes away from the 6A boys start out at Chambersburg. Roman Catholic and Upper St. Clair, the Panther boys trying to join their girls team. Layup for Vieira. Her first points of the game, and South Fayette's up two.
Yeah, that was a strong move. Good finish with her left hand.
Sopko feed it out to Wetzel. Three in the lead. No, doesn't follow, and Vieira gets the rebound right where Wetzel should have been. Vieira takes it down the paint. That is stuffed, and Radulovich ends up with the ball. I don't know whether it was Wetzel or Radulovich blocked that one, but they were both there.
They sure were.
Morial reaches out to save a hard and errant pass. Ball goes to Wetzel. Vieira right up in her grill. Wetzel on the dribble to the elbow. Pass to Morial. Tipped in front of Morial and then tipped by Morial and out of bounds.
Yeah, and I have 9 turnovers on behalf of Peters Township. But they counter that with about 9 blocks.
Re-entering number 21, Jordan Welsh.
Radulovich out. Welsh in.
Radulovich has done an outstanding job. She has been an unsung hero for them all season.
Layla right on the dribble. Thought Lamondi was going to the corner. Kept it alive. Vieira, beautiful crossover down the lane and score.
Well, I'll tell you what. That young lady, ninth grader, is really good.
4-point South Fayette lead. Now McCullough, a little floater, well off the mark. And a rebound coming up far side Lamondi. Oedeker drew Wetzel out with her. Oedeker missed the shot and nobody home. Layla Wright catch and score. 6-point run for South Fayette. Sopko floater to answer, gets it to go. 24-20, just inside the 3-point line, or inside the free throw line. Sopko's first points. Wright down the lane. 4 Peters Township players stand there looking at it. And finally, Sopko grabs it, and then she's grabbed by Juliet LaRue, her first foul.
There's
been a lot of Peters Township players standing looking at loose balls. And that's how I mentioned earlier, South Fayette was getting almost all of them, got to all of them at that point, it seemed like.
Well, the guards for South Fayette are very active, and when you insert Ella Vieira, she is so clever. Her change of pace, change of direction, it's impossible to guard her one-on-one.
Radulovich back on the floor for Peters Township. McCullough working her way through the backcourt. Ball to the left wing to Welsh. Get it down low. Wetzel off the window and in.
I don't know why they don't post her up more, Bob. You cannot guard her when she's on the block.
24-22, South Fayette plus 2. 15 seconds to play. Wright backs up to the midcourt line. Picks up her dribble now. And now give the ball to LaRue. She runs out of room. Throws it into the far corner. And Wetzel's going to launch one at the buzzer. Hit the front iron, but wouldn't have counted anyway. South Fayette 24. Peters Township 22 at intermission. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
Calusi Chevrolet is family-owned and operated since 1918. We have been a staple in the automotive industry in Pittsburgh and the surrounding area for decades. We are a full-service Chevrolet dealership with new and certified pre-owned cars and trucks, medium-duty work trucks, parts and service, and a state-of-the-art collision center. But don't take our word for it. We have several online shopping and scheduling experiences for your convenience at calusi.com.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by American Dairy Association Northeast. Your milk comes from a good place.
Welcome back to Cannon McMillan, 24-22. South Fayette leads at the half. The Lions led 24-17 at the half on February the 28th when these two met for the WPIL championship. Couple of beautiful little short shots for Bree Morial. She's a three-point sniper, but she's been challenged at the line, so drove in and put in a couple of floaters, has 6 points. Natalie Wetzel with a two and a three in that second quarter has taken team lead for Peters Township. She's got seven, but Layla Wright, seven in the opening quarter, nine total in the first half, leading all scorers in the ballgame.
Well, the couple of observations I have here, Robert. I think Peters Township is using that size to their advantage. I'd like to see them get the ball inside to Natalie Wetzel a little bit more in the second half. And if I'm South Fayette and I'm Brian Bennett, I'm telling my girls, listen, when you drive and you beat your first girl, stop and take a little pull-up. You don't have to take it all the way to the rim because that's where they get themselves in trouble because Peters Township's size, they're waiting on them. And that's smart on behalf of Peters Township. This is another one of those tight games. It'll come down to the fourth quarter, final few possessions. It's difficult to get separation on either side. So baskets, again, hard to come by. We're looking at another 40-something score.
24-22 at the half. South Fayette in the lead. The Lions coming in with the playoff state playoff wins against Lower Dauphin, 56-21. A 70-41 win over West York, and then an 18-point victory against District 6 Hollidaysburg, 70-52. For Peters Township, after winning the WPIL championship, rolled Conrad Weiser 58-25. Got by Thomas Jefferson in a fourth meeting this year between those two, 57-53, and then beat Cathedral Prep 35-25 in a real shutdown game for the Indians that we had for you last weekend.
Well, and when you get into close games, look at the scores, Bob. The margin of victory for South Fayette has been large. The margin of victory for Peters Township, not so large. So when Peters is in a close game, I don't think they panic. They understand what they're capable of doing. And honestly, when you have a player that can score from anywhere like Natalie Wetzel and can get the shot off, she's a strong weapon. And they got to use that weapon, get her inside, cannot guard her on the interior.
We'll take you through the first half and check all the scoring for you when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From coast to coast and every state between, X marks the spot as Max Preps is your source for everything high school sports. From schedules, rosters, stats, live scores, video highlights, photos, playoff brackets, to award programs that recognize the hardworking athletes across the country. Max Preps gives you access to every team, every game, and every player. Get in the know today by downloading the Max Preps app, available in both the iTunes and Google Play Store. Or visit maxpreps.com, America's source for high school sports.
It's your weekly trip. It's our everyday low price. It's one of 37 things on your list and one of 10,000 items we've marked down. It's feeding them balanced meals and helping you balance your budget. At Wise Markets, we know you keep a close eye on every price. And so do we. Our low, low price promise helps you save throughout the store without waiting for a sale. So that you can eat better, we help you spend less. That's Wise.
Back and forth through the first few minutes of the first half. Lead changed hands four different times on consecutive scores. South Fayette retaking the lead with 4:43 to play in the first. They have not trailed since then. Pushed the margin out to 8-5. Eventually out to 16-11 and 24-18 after Peters Township had pulled even at 18-all halfway through the second quarter. But six straight points for the Lions. Peters Township answered with the final 4 points of the first half to bring us to a 24-22 score at the break. South Fayette 16-13 advantage in the first. Peters 9-8 scoring advantage in the second to get us to our two-point margin. Indians have not been to the free throw line. South Fayette has hit 3 of 5, all of those in the first quarter. 9 points for the Lions. Layla Wright to lead all scorers. Ryan Oldaker has 6, 4 for Ella Vieira, 3 for Haley Lamondi, and a deuce for Sierra Rexroad for the 24-point halftime total. Natalie Wetzel has 7 to lead Peters Township, 6 for Bree Morial, all inside the arc, 5 points for Taylor McCullough, all in the opening quarter, and 2 points apiece for Daniela Radulovic and Alina Sopko. Peters Township at 26-3, looking to go to the state finals for the second time, after winning the 2019 championship, looking to get back there for the first time since. South Fayette was there 2 years ago and would like to go back and take a shot at Archbishop Wood. Second half, when we come back, 24-22, South Fayette leading Peters Township. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
24-22, South Fayette with the lead. South Fayette will have the ball to start the third quarter.
Well, you talk about pace of play or tempo all the time, Bob. This pace of play currently, in my opinion, favors Peters Township because South Fayette wants to get out and go, and they haven't had very many opportunities to do that. In the open floor, they're very, very effective. We'll see how that changes or if it stays the same as this game progresses.
Lamondi to LaRue. Bring the ball around the perimeter. Layla Wright. Picked up by McCullough, and now it's Oedeker. Give it to Lamondi between the circles, and she gives up her dribble. Oedeker goes down the lane. Shot blocked from behind by Wetzel and off Oedeker's hand and out of bounds.
You just can't take it into 6-3 and expect to shoot over top of them.
Yeah, the shot was blocked, and Oedeker reached out and swatted the ball. So Peters Township ball at the baseline. The Lions inbound, Lions give up the arrow after the block shot and the loss out of bounds. Peters Township into front court, down by two. Dribble handoff, Morial, and now a tough ball to Radulovic, and she tried to give it to Wetzel, and that play did not work well at all. They had trouble out on the perimeter dribble handoff.
Peters Township's playing some really solid defense of their own here, Bob.
Wright, Oedeker, and now far side to LaRue. Into the corner. It's Rex Road. Dribble to get it into the paint. Little drop. Turn around. Up and in.
Off glass goes Sierra Rex Road.
Rex Road, second bucket of the game.
Yeah, that was a really nice turnaround. Using her left hand to finish.
26-22. South Fayette plus four. Ball deflected by Wright, but saved by Welsh. Wetzel, 20 feet out, gets the ball to Radulovic. She can't back down. Tries to feed it on the bounce to Welsh, but Welsh went one way. The pass went the other, but Wetzel able to save that. Ball to Welsh outside the three-point arc. Now to McCullough. Step back to a three. Good line, but wide right. Had good length, but just way off the mark.
Yeah, tough shot. Step-back threes are not easy to make.
Three ball. Lamondi, it's well short, but offensive board. Oedeker and a putback, plus a foul. Another offensive board for South Fayette. The lead goes to 28-22.
Peters Township foul of number 44, Daniela Radulovic.
Radulovic, second foul. First foul of the third quarter on either team.
Well, you had pointed out that South Fayette's been quicker to the loose balls than they have to the offensive rebounds as well.
Oedeker, three-point play, old-fashioned style, and the margin has blown up to seven. South Fayette led by six at the end of three quarters at the WPIL championship game. Now Welsh on the dribble, and Oedeker got the forearms up into the body of Welsh, and Oedeker will pick up her first foul.
Yeah, an unnecessary foul. You don't want to pick up unnecessary fouls. You want to have them in case you need them later on in the game. Here's another one.
And this one on Juliet LaRue, her second.
It's one thing to be aggressive, but you have to be smart. You can be aggressive without fouling. And in those two examples, South Fayette not a very good job that time on the defensive end.
Wetzel, Radulovic. Wetzel brings traffic with her. Radulovic has to pass off to Morial instead. Ball to Welsh. Looks to the corner. Welsh on the dribble. Backs up. Gives it to Radulovic. She'll hand it off to McCullough. And McCullough trying to get by Rex Road. Ball knocked loose again. Radulovic trying to get the loose ball, and Wright beat her to it. Layla Wright going reverse layup. Peters Township needs a timeout. South Fayette sprinting out of the locker room here to start the third. 5:31 to play, third quarter. South Fayette 31, Peters Township 22. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Looking for a home in the South Hills? You want someone who knows the market. You want Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hanna Mount Lebanon. Nancy Russell McKenna was born, raised, and currently lives in the South Hills. So she knows the market inside and out. She'll help you find a home anywhere in the Pittsburgh area. A neighbor helping neighbors. Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hanna Mount Lebanon. Call Nancy Russell McKenna, 412-551-6118. 412-551-6118.
This is Mark Baer from Bud Baer Mazda. It's time for our 50th annual tent event. Discounted prices on the windshield, and we decided to extend this till the end of the month. We've got a tremendous selection, over 200 in stock. On top of the price on the windshield, you get all the incentives. This year, we're going to include our Mazda certified pre-owns. Spring is a great time to buy a car. Come on up and drive one home today. Bud Baer Mazda, Route 19 South, Washington, budbearmazda.com.
Bud Baer. After the timeout by Peters Township, Taylor McCullough turns the ball over on too much dribbling, lost it. Couple of looks in tight, won't go. The loose ball ends up in McCullough's hands, and she scores. Floater by Layla Wright won't go. McCullough rebounds the miss.
Well, I don't know how South Fayette missed those opportunities. Point blank, two shots, missed it, and McCullough ends up with the ball at the other end and scores.
31-24, South Fayette by seven. Sofko out on the far wing. Lob to Radulovic, tip it to herself. Tried a tough handoff inside to Wetzel, scores.
Bob, look at Wetzel. She made 1-3, but look where she's scoring from.
Wright fouled by McCullough. A couple of shots coming for Layla Wright. Taylor McCullough picks up her first foul.
She's a tough kid, Taylor McCullough, boy. There's no quitting her. Only a freshman.
Number one, Layla Wright.
Layla Wright has 11 points in the game. South Fayette's plus five. Right at the stripe. First one good. 4:35 to play. Third quarter. Welsh back in. Second free throw for Wright. Rattles out. Welsh goes and gets the rebound. Screen outs by Radulovic and Wetzel. Sofko bring the ball up the floor. Guarded by Wright. Get the Welsh. Lob to Radulovic, top of the key, into the paint. Wetzel down the right side, too strong with the right hand, looking for a foul call. Doesn't get it.
Yeah, you just got to play through that. I mean, sometimes there's going to be no calls. There's a turnover by Wright.
Ahead to Wetzel. She's going to take it down the lane herself and miss the lay-in. And two teammates, the only people within the area code on her there. Ball knocked out of bounds as Sofko knocks it out of bounds.
Yeah, Wetzel just frustrated.
32-26, South Fayette leading Peters Township at the break. Media timeout here in the third quarter. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
You deserve a bank that drives your business. One that's with you for the long haul and knows how to keep your business rolling. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on delivering customized solutions, ones that are built for the unique journey your business is on. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
You can trust a business that's been around for over 80 years. Calibro Tire and Auto Service has helped generations of families take care of all makes and models of cars and light trucks. Check out online reviews and ratings to see Calibro Tire's outstanding reputation for customer service. And when you need quality name brand tires, brakes, alignment, state inspections, diagnostics, and more, call Calibro Tire and Auto Service on Bower Hill Road, 412-221-4300. Online, calibrotire.com.
Out of the media timeout, Peters Township creates a tie-up.
Elena Sofko all over that one.
And now Sofko on the dribble, one-on-one against Layla Wright. Ball right at midcourt, now reverse it. Sofko rifle pass to Welsh, denied and knocked out of bounds. Going to be ruled last touch by Welsh. I don't think so.
No, I couldn't see it, Bob. But again, 13 unofficial turnovers by Peters Township. That's really, really hurting them. They're just not very efficient with the basketball here.
Oldeker to inbound. South Fayette up 32-26. Oldeker between the circles. Goes to Vieira. Now onto the far side to Alexa Ankrum. Looked inside. Vieira was open, but ball didn't go there. And now Lamondi down the lane. Fumbled it. Radulovic knocked it loose. Scramble for the loose ball. Guess who gets it? South Fayette.
Yeah, they get a lot of them.
Been that way all afternoon. Wright in the lane, feeds it back out to Lamondi. And now Oldeker in the midcourt circle. Picks up the dribble. Vieira put it on the deck. Now Oldeker on the dribble. Wetzel right out in her grill. 3 minutes to play in the third. Lamondi, three, top of the key, off the rim, won't go. Sofko rebounds. One on three. Sopko stops at the low block, feeds it up top. Radulovic at the free throw line doesn't take the shot. Morial down low. Sopko left alone for the deuce.
Yeah, really nice pass by Bryn Morial. Sopko was wide open. Nobody picked her up under the basket. She found her.
32-28, 4 points South Fayette lead. Right goes left side. Foul line extended for Oldaker. Looks inside, can't go there. Screen trying to get Wetzel off Oldaker, but that doesn't work. Cutting around, dribble drive by Wright, stop at the low block, put up a prayer. That won't go, and Sopko grabs the ball.
Yeah, forced shot, Bob. She had nothing going, and here's a layup here.
Welsh catch and score. It's a two-point game. Timeout, South Fayette, 2:09 to play, third quarter. South Fayette 32, Peters Township 30, back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
852. This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by American Dairy Association Northeast. Your milk comes from a good place.
32-30, South Fayette plus two. Lions with the ball after Brian Bennett's timeout. Each team has used one. Layla Wright in front court finds LaMondi. And now LaRue. LaMondi out on the wing, right side, gets screened to get open. Sopko helps out on the defense. LaMondi spinorama, lost the dribble. Sopko take it up the floor against Vieira. She fumbles the ball and a travel call.
Back-to-back turnovers. Each team taking their turn at walking with a basketball.
6A boys semifinal, end of one quarter. Roman Catholic 16, Upper St. Clair 13. McCullough reaches in against Wright, and the ball rolls out of bounds. Going to say that McCullough touched it last? I can't tell you.
I couldn't tell you. But I can tell you this. The defense by Peters Township has picked up, and they are really guarding. We underestimate that part of their game, but I think they're pretty good defenders.
Ella Vieira to feed it inbounds. McCullough almost a flop there, tried to draw offensive foul on Wright. Wright to Vieira. Vieira gets open and scores. Down the lane she goes.
She has that quick change of pace direction move. A little crossover that time.
34-30, South Fayette by four. McCullough, floater inside the free throw line, won't go, and a rebound caroms out. LaRue gets it, flip it ahead to LaMondi, and she's fouled by McCullough.
Got to maintain your poise.
Peters Township foul, number 24.
1:10 to play in the third. 3 weeks ago when they played, South Fayette led by six at the end of three quarters. In fact, led by 11 with 5.5 minutes to go in the third.
And then went to sleep, basically on the offensive end.
Oldaker to LaRue at the top of the key. Gets a screen, drive, and score. LaRue's first points of the game. She averages 13, and the margin is back to six.
Yeah, hard to believe that's her first basket of the game.
McCullough puts the ball on the floor, kicks it. Wright ends up with it. Two on one, off the window and in. Juliet LaRue, back-to-back buckets. And once again, Peters is just hurting itself with too much dribble.
Turnovers are killing them, Bob.
Sopko almost lost it. McCullough ends up with the loose ball. Three ball in flight. Back rim. Radulovic can't get the shot to go, and a rebound off of Wetzel's hands. Lob out to a two-on-one. Lamondi off the window and in. 8-point run for Safayette. All happening here in the last 90 seconds of the quarter. I'm not sure clock stopped or what happened, but it is 40-30 on the scoreboard. That part is correct.
It was a 2-point game, and just some turnovers and some bad shot selection by Peters Township, and we got a 10-point deficit. But again, you emphasized it well. They were up 11 with 5 minutes remaining in the championship game. Peters Township came back.
And Peters Township staring at the clock coming up the floor, and officials have declared that the quarter is over. Safayette 40, Peters Township 30. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Calusi Chevrolet is family owned and operated since 1918. We have been a staple in the automotive industry in Pittsburgh and the surrounding area for decades. We're a full-service Chevrolet dealership with new and certified pre-owned cars and trucks, medium-duty work trucks, parts and service, and a state-of-the-art collision center. But don't take our word for it. We have several online shopping and scheduling experiences for your convenience at calusi.com.
Spring into home construction season with First Federal of Greene County's construction and home improvement loans. First Federal's construction loans, owner-builder loans, FHA Title I home improvement loans, and home equity loans put you in charge. With offices in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties, your loan stays here. Visit with a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Megan Grisbeck was all over the game officials at the end of when the ruling was that the quarter was over, and Peters Township bench has been given a warning. 40-30, Safayette plus 10 with 8 minutes to play. Lions start with the basketball.
And Peters Township needs a stop and a score.
Ella Vieira dribbling around the defense. Ball goes to Oldaker and now to Vieira. Morial trying to fight through. A little keep away here for the Lions.
Yeah, but this is what got them in trouble the last time. I mean, you got to continue to run your offense here, Bob, and look to score. There's a whole quarter of basketball left.
Safayette held Peters scoreless over the final 2:09 or thereabouts, depending on what was happening with the clock there, but 8-point run for the Lions to close, and now Radulovic. And we're going to get a timeout for Safayette. Indeed, 7:12 remaining in the fourth. Safayette 40, Peters Township 30. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Finna make common sense cool again. No tripping, I'm the man, caught slipping. I'll be 20, 30, 50 high. Something to send to Uncle Sam. No, it's hit fans, only sowing fertile land. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Check his post, he ain't got it. Send plans, more than likely, she about it. What he post, more than likely, he ain't about it. Caught a wave, now we finally making noise. Y'all quiet, y'all timid, y'all shy. Illinois, put in work, finally got a sound, we got it. Illinois, y'all ain't even got no poise. Y'all know, I'm the boy, I'm the boy, I'm the boy.
Yeah.
Brian Bennett spent a good deal of time on the timeout talking directly to Ella Vieira.
Well, remember, she's only a freshman, and I know he didn't want them just dribbling the basketball around. That ball should be moving and looking to score if you can.
McCullough trying to guard Layla Wright. Morial taking on Lamondi. Two Peters Township players collide, and Morial and McCullough both get up.
They both fell down.
6:50 to play in the fourth. Wright feed it back across to Lamondi. Lions have had the ball this entire fourth quarter without a drive of any kind to the basket, and now a foul.
Well, I will say this, too. If the game comes down to closing it out from the foul line, advantage goes to South Fayette because they're really good from the foul line. Peters Township needs some offense desperately.
Vieira into the traffic and called for an offensive foul.
Yeah, and it was a charge. And Coach Bennett is a little frustrated with the freshman. You're putting her in a position, though, where obviously it's pretty tough. Ninth grader, you know, I mean, that's a lot of responsibility.
South Fayette plus 10, 6:35 to play. And so they never did get a look at the basket. Took 90 seconds off the clock, though. Morial dribbles out to the far corner. Lamondi goes with her. Ball to McCullough. Pick up the dribble, turn around, try to force a pass into Wetzel. It's deflected. Lamondi, and now Lamondi from LaRue. Lay-in won't go. Rebound, Vieira off the window, won't go. Put back by LaRue, won't go. Loose ball kicked out. Sopko ahead. McCullough back. Morial for three off the back rim. Wetzel rebounds the miss. Her three-pointer wide right won't go. Sopko rebounds underneath too far. Had to realize she couldn't take a shot and threw the ball toward the wing. It's picked off by Oedeker. A LaRue up the lane. Shot won't go, but a foul going to be called on Bree Morial.
Well, that was a lot of activity for no baskets, Bob.
Indians foul number two, Bree Morial, her first.
Roman Catholic sprinting out through the start of the second quarter against Upper St. Clair. It's now 26-15 Roman Catholic in the 6A boys semifinal. Free throws for Juliet LaRue. First one, no good. Peters Township has not taken a foul shot in today's game.
That's just hard to believe.
Juliet LaRue hits one of two. An 11-point South Fayette lead. Timeout, Peters Township. 5:48 remaining in the game. Peters has not scored now in about 5 minutes. 41-30, South Fayette in front, back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Fun, memories, friendship, we're here for all of it. Here for the big moments, and the small ones too. We're here for unforgettable triumph, momentary misfortune, and the impromptu throwdown. We're out here each day, chasing something great. Call it adventure, call it play, we call it fun. Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Peters' scoreless drought is a little over 4 minutes. It's not five. Sopko hassled by LaRue. Finds McCullough. He'll run out to the midcourt circle. Layla Wright reaches in, knocks the ball loose. LaRue ends up with it. LaRue takes it into the paint. Shot won't go. Weak side rebound, Ella Vieira. Three South Fayette players there to rebound the miss. Wright on the dribble, scoop shot, lays on the rim, won't go, and Wright comes from out of bounds and tries to volleyball it back. She is where her feet last were, and you'll see here on the NFHS, her feet last were out of bounds.
Out of bounds. I'll say this, Bob, both teams are playing really, really hard. Just some baskets not falling, some shots missing. Great effort, no doubt about it.
Sopko, tough pass, Welsh able to save that. Wetzel takes the feed. Oedeker guarding her. Double team. Wright steps in, ties her up. Possession arrow, Peters Township.
Wright did a nice job that time coming from the blind side, tied up Wetzel. Peters Township looks out of sync offensively, Bob. I don't know what they're trying to accomplish out there. I still think you got to try to get the ball to Natalie Wetzel and let her operate a little bit, but get her closer to the basket.
South Fayette plus 11. Sopko, free throw line, jumper good.
All right, that's a big basket for Peters Township. Now they got to get a couple stops.
41-32, South Fayette by 9. Wright on a reach in there by Sopko to try to knock the ball away. Wright keeps it alive, finds Vieira. Ball knocked loose and out of bounds. Last touch by Sopko.
Sopko's been an energizer bunny out there for Peters Township. Always around the basketball.
Vieira inbounds to Lamondi. Morial guarding her behind the back dribble. Lamondi does it again. Lost the handle, but nobody there to grab the loose change. And Lamondi goes and gets it. Now Vieira will take it. Between the legs, spinorama, double team coming. Ball knocked loose and going to be double dribble call.
Absolutely. Vieira's had a tough go here the last couple of minutes.
Yep, and I'm thinking she's going to go get the chance to sit and think about it.
Well, she had a player wide open on her left side, never saw her, and you don't need to do all that. You know, again, we have said Peters Township dribbling too much. There's an example of South Fayette dribbling way too much. Anybody's game still, Bob. Lots of time.
Pass intended for Wetzel. Doesn't get there. And it may have been tipped by LaRue, and South Fayette with another takeaway. Indians just have not been crisp in any fashion today.
No, they really haven't. They have 18 turnovers, and that's killing them.
Oldeker down the lane. McCullough ties her up and is called for a foul, and that'll send us to the media timeout. 41-32, South Fayette leading Peters Township. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Looking for a home in the South Hills? You want someone who knows the market. You want Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hanna Mount Lebanon. Nancy Russell McKenna was born, raised, and currently lives in the South Hills, so she knows the market inside and out. She'll help you find a home anywhere in the Pittsburgh area. A neighbor helping neighbors. Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hanna Mount Lebanon. Call Nancy Russell McKenna, 412-551-6118. 412-551-6118.
This is Mark Bear from Bud Bear Mazda. It's time for our 50th annual tent event. Discounted prices on the windshield, and we decided to extend this till the end of the month. We've got a tremendous selection, over 200 in stock. On top of the price on the windshield, you get all the incentives. This year, we're going to include our Mazda certified pre-owners. Spring's a great time to buy a car. Come on up and drive one home today. Bud Bear Mazda, Route 19 South, Washington, budbearmazda.com. Bud Bear.
For 125 years, we've been covering this region's financial needs, sharing your rebellious spirit, standing right here with you, supporting your dreams, helping businesses grow and thrive, investing in what matters, and always putting people first. Thank you for letting us get to know you over our first 125 years. We're Washington Financial Bank, and we're proud to be the bank that gets you.
Little gamesmanship out of the timeout. Ryan Oldeker at the foul line to shoot two. Brian Bennett after the media timeout, one to keep the other four South Fayette players near there. And so Taylor McCullough went over and stood right in the middle of it. Bennett asked the referee to move her, and he's like, she's in bounds.
That's right.
Oldeker hits both foul shots.
Well, and in their last game, Bob, South Fayette was able to put distance between themselves and their opponent by making free throws, and Oldeker gets them off to a good start by making those two.
McCullough, tough, tight pass, deflected into the backcourt by Wright. McCullough able to go get it, but Indians, not a lot of movement off the ball.
They're standing around. I mean, they're not doing anything offensively.
Lob intended for Wetzel. She got frustrated, didn't go get it, but Morial fights through traffic. Save the loose ball. Pass gets through to Sopko and ends up in front. This is the shot.
And she missed a point-blank layup. And South Fayette wisely bringing the basketball back out. Run some clock.
Lamondi had a fast break. Chance to go to the bucket. Now Layla Wright will take the lay-in.
Yeah, Peters Township, they're just all out of sorts on the offense and the defense.
Layla Wright with 14 today. McCullough penetrates, scoop shot won't go, and Layla Wright knocks her down. Second foul of the quarter. Layla Wright, second foul of the game. And Indians need something really incredible.
Yeah, they're really fighting up against it now, Bob. Down 13, and the clock is their enemy. Need to make these free throws by Taylor McCullough.
First foul shots of the game for Peters Township. Come with 2:49 to play.
Well, and I think that's an indication, too, of what they've done offensively. They're not attacking. I mean, when you don't get to the foul line, you're not attacking the rim. You'd look at the other side. They've taken 12 free throws compared to one for Peters Township.
McCullough at the foul line hits the first. Second shot is due. It's in flight and good. And Daniela Radulovic will check in.
For the Indians, number 44, Daniela Radulovic.
Well, you're going to need pressures at this point. And so they're full court. They're up.
Peters Township, after pulling to within 32-30 with 2:09 left in the third quarter, has scored just 4 points over the next 7 minutes. 45-34, South Fayette plus 11. Wright circles in the midcourt area, give the ball to Lamondi, and Sopko fouls her. That's three fouls. Check that, four fouls on Peters Township.
And the next one will put him in the two-shot bonus, Bob. And I'm sure that's what Coach Bennett wants. You could see him saying, spread it out, space the floor. We don't have to shoot the basketball with wild shots. Make them foul us.
LaRue. Get the ball off to Lamondi. Morial reaches across and fouls her.
Yeah, a little frustration. I think Peters Township realizes time is running out. They've got to create something quickly here.
Has reached the double bonus and will shoot two for the rest of the game.
Lamondi, she shoots it at a high clip too, 76%.
On the line is number three, Haley Lamondi.
First shot, no good. 2:31 to play, fourth quarter. Second shot short, but shooter's touch. And a timeout, Peters Township. 46-34, South Fayette in front. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
You can trust a business that's been around for over 80 years. Calibro Tire and Auto Service has helped generations of families take care of all makes and models of cars and light trucks. Check out online reviews and ratings to see Calibro Tire's outstanding reputation for customer service. And when you need quality name brand tires, brakes, alignment, state inspections, diagnostics, and more, call Calibro Tire and Auto Service on Bower Hill Road, 412-221-4300. Online, calibrotire.com.
2:31 to play. Time running short for Peters Township and running short quickly.
This is a critical possession. They must score. It doesn't have to be a three, but if you get an open look, knock it down. If not, get it to the rim. Get to the foul line. Stop the clock.
And now,
oh, they turned it.
Sopko, just a little lob pass for Wetzel and just snared out of the air by Ryan Oldaker.
Yeah, and if you're South Fayette, you're not going to shoot the basketball. You're going to draw fouls and go to the free throw line.
Lamondi double-teamed and a timeout taken by South Fayette. 2:08 remaining in the ball game. Over at the Chambersburg 6A boys semifinals, they are at the half. Roman Catholic 33, Upper St. Clair 19.
Well, we know Roman Catholic is very strong.
The other side of that bracket has the first and second place finishers out of District 12. That is Imhotep and Father Judge. Roman Catholic finished third in that district.
So how good are those teams, Bob?
Well, they,
but again, I mean, we've talked about that. I mean, they have the ability to get players from just about anywhere, and I'm not sure how fair that is, but we'll talk about that another day.
46-34, South Fayette leading by 12. Lions retook the lead from an 18-all tie with 2:10 to play in the third quarter. In the second quarter, a 6-0 run late in the first half. Well, some question about who is and is not on the floor.
Yeah, and I think it's over the substitution. They were trying to get Jordan Welsh in the game, but Taylor McCullough is in the game. maybe does what? Jordan have to
shut
go back in? I'm not sure what's going on.
Leslie Whalen.
She's explaining it to Coach Lambaru.
And now all they're gonna let it stand, I think. Now Brian Bennett wants an explanation because it is not what they thought. And every once in a while somebody opens one of the outside doors, it sets off the alarm. And Leslie Whalen says, let's play. Wetzel guard the inbounder. And the ball gets into Juliet LaRue. LaRue will hand off to LaMondi behind the back to shake free of Morial for a minute. LaMondi to LaRue. Under 2 minutes remaining in the ball game. South Fayette, a much better performance this afternoon than they had 3 weeks ago in the WPIL championship game. A pushing foul called on the Indians. And Peters Township had brought Maddie Rost on the floor. Rost is called for the foul. That's her first, and two shots coming for Layla Wright.
Well,
hit 2 of 4 at the stripe.
Yeah, she's in there for fouling purposes only.
First free throw, no good.
I have South Fayette 9 of 15 from the line, Bob.
Back in the game, Jordan Welsh.
Welsh in, Rost out. Second shot for Layla Wright. Rattles out and rolls off. Rebound Wetzel.
Boy, that's got to make Brian Bennett upset. You got to make your foul shots. You can close out the game.
High screen from Wetzel. McCullough's three ball partially blocked by LaRue. Stolen back by Welsh. Sopko to Wetzel. Lob it down low and threw it right to LaMondi. 90 seconds to play.
They are just so out of sync. I've never seen them play like this, Bob. You got to credit South Fayette's defense, but wow.
Oldeker dribbles through traffic. Indians do not foul, and McCullough trying to reach in, knock the ball loose, but Oldeker now going to go to the foul line as Taylor McCullough called for the foul.
That'll be her fifth.
Peters Township foul number 24, Taylor McCullough.
And this game is in the breadbasket, as they say. Great season for the Peters Township team. Outstanding year.
Senior Megan Castor will get on the floor for the first time today for Peters Township. Oldeker at the foul line. First is good. Peters Township, one field goal in this quarter.
It's just mind-boggling. And Natalie Wetzel, nowhere to be found. I don't understand that at all. A player of her caliber has to have the basketball.
Gabby Catalonia checks into the game. Second shot by Oldeker is good. Boy, how she has to be thrilled with what she's been able to do today. Had just two in the championship game, lost to Peters Township, and now 13 this afternoon. Wetzel able to save a bad pass. Radulovic back on the floor as well. And seniors getting a chance. Ball goes to Wetzel. Dish it down low. Radulovic scores. Timeout, Peters Township. 48-36. Radulovic with the bucket there. Just her second bucket of the game. And Peters Township will use a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it down. We'll go ahead and we'll take it as well. 48-36, Peters Township. Trailing South Fayette, the Lions look like they're heading back to the PIAA championship game for the second time. We will keep it here. Sorry, Eric.
Well, I mean, this is a tough matchup for South Fayette because of Peters Township's size, but they have found a way, and their defense just took Peters Township out of what they wanted to do. I've got 20 turnovers, and I may have missed one or two on the way by Peters Township, and that has hurt their offensive efficiency all day long, Bob.
Lions get the ball inbounds. It'll be LaRue on the wing. LaMondi and a foul?
I think they called a foul.
Megan Castor with that foul actually gets into the scorebook.
Yeah, what a way to get in. And then there are four subs at the table for Peters Township. Make it a fifth coming in.
Juliet LaRue hit one of two earlier in this quarter. This is foul shots 11 and 12 this period for South Fayette. Peters has two foul shots in the game.
Yeah, and this is exactly what they did in their previous game. They closed it at the foul line. And for the Peters Township seniors, they're getting a nice ovation. I know it's a frustrating day for Wetzel and Radulovich, but they should keep their heads high for a wonderful season.
Seniors check out. Caster, Radulovich, Wetzel. LaRue at the stripe hits two. 50-36, South Fayette. Nope, Cameron Gambrill on the floor. Ball lobbed down low. Nice save there by Ross. Feed it back around the perimeter. Ball out onto the right wing. It's Caitlin Malloy, and she'll throw it right to Juliet LaRue. 25 seconds to go. Odeker gets in front court, and Indians look like they're going to maybe challenge a little bit, but Odeker going to dribble it out. Odeker takes it through the low block. Circles back around, 5 seconds remaining, and South Fayette returning to the PIAA championship game, avenging their WPIL finals loss. South Fayette wins it by a score of 50-36. We'll recap it for you when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
Calusi Chevrolet is family-owned and operated since 1918. We have been a staple in the automotive industry in Pittsburgh and the surrounding area for decades. We are a full-service Chevrolet dealership with new and certified pre-owned cars and trucks, medium-duty work trucks, parts and service, and a state-of-the-art collision center. But don't take our word for it. We have several online shopping and scheduling experiences for your convenience at calusi.com.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
One of the challenges of a game that features neighboring schools at this level is that good for one, not good for the other. And South Fayette takes the good. Peters Township takes the bad. The two split their season series. Peters Township wins the WPIL championship. South Fayette wins the state semifinal and will go back to Hershey this Saturday night to take on Archbishop Wood.
Yeah, Bob, just a disappointing, I think, offensive performance by Peters Township, especially in the second half and the fourth quarter. Natalie Wetzel was basically invisible. She just didn't get a lot of opportunities because they were turning the basketball over. And you have to credit South Fayette's defense. They took her out of the game, I think, and they were able to do just enough, you know, keep them at arm's length and be able to finish at the offensive end. Yeah, I expected more, and we just didn't see it. But, again, as you have mentioned, sometimes that's the way things go in high school basketball. It just things just didn't go their way this evening. I mean, they've got a very good team, but the way it ended is a tough ending for Peters Township. But for South Fayette, you know, you could just tell they had a mission to accomplish here this afternoon, and They played very, very hard, and both teams did, but I thought efficiently from the offensive end, South Fayette was way ahead of Peters Township today.
Early field goal for South Fayette gave them a 6-5 lead. As it turned out, they never trailed the rest of the game. Peters Township was able to pull even at 18-all, but a 6-0 run for South Fayette helped them to a 2-point lead at intermission, and then they scored the first 7 points of the third quarter, pushed the margin up to 31-22, led by 9 there. Peters got to within 32-30 with 2:09 to play in the third quarter, and then the wheels just fell off the bus as South Fayette scored the next 8 points in a 90-second span. Peters Township really at times in that span didn't even look like they'd ever been on the basketball floor.
They just looked out of sync afternoon, Bob.
All kind of trouble. So it was 40-30 at the end of three, and at arm's length the rest of the way, and South Fayette wins at 50-36. 14 points on the game for Layla Wright, the 5'7 sophomore. Ryan Oldaker, after scoring just 2 in the championship game, adds 13 today. South Fayette with a lot of opportunities at the free throw line.
Yeah, that's remarkable. They had 20 attempts. They made 13. Peters Township only went to the line twice. Here's the difference of the game.
South Fayette, 8 of 12 in the fourth quarter alone, and as Tom said, 13 of 20. For Peters Township, nobody in double figures. The senior Natalie Wetzel finished the game with 9. I have Daniela Radulovic had 4 on the afternoon. There is good things coming for Peters Township. Taylor McCullough with 9 points in the state semifinal. Bree Morial with 6, all in the first half. She didn't get really a look at all in that second half and
did not hit
a 3-pointer today at all. Peters Township 2-for-2 at the foul line, and those coming with 2:49 to play in the fourth quarter, the first time they went to the stripe. It's time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
And our player of the game, the little engine that made the train run, Layla Wright, a 5'7 sophomore, stepped her game up today. 4 points in the championship game 3 weeks ago, 14 today, and 7 in the opening quarter, and then a couple of points in each of the 3 remaining quarters. But just pressure all the time on Peters Township ball handlers, and handled the ball very well herself and created all kind of opportunities for other people.
Yeah, she set the tone for the defense, and then the other players followed suit, and I think it made it very difficult for Peters Township to get into any offense. They were just out of sync in the entire second half, and when Natalie Wetzel gets held to two points in the second half, you've got problems.
No question about it. She just 2 in the first, 5 in the second quarter, and 2 in the third. Did not score in the fourth period.
Hard to believe.
Whatsoever, with the season winding down. So congratulations, Layla Wright, our Washington County College Center CCBC player of the game. Today's game on the WJPA Sports Network has been brought to you in part by First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. By Calusi Chevrolet, right off the Bridgeville exit of I-79. Calusi Chevrolet, together, let's drive. By Good Orthodontics, excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics. By Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on waschjeff.edu. By Calibro Tire and Auto Service, for selection and service wherever the road takes you. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. Coverage also brought to you by Washington Financial Bank, for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. By Bud Bear Mazda on Route 19 South in Washington, home of the Bud Bear Cares Rewards Program. by Nancy Russell McKenna, Howard Hanna, Mount Lebanon, a neighbor helping neighbors, and by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. WJPA's coverage of NCAA March Madness continues with a full slate of second-round games today and tomorrow on WJPA AM. The PIAA championship games at the Giant Center in Hershey start Thursday at noon with the 2A girls and run through Saturday night's 6A boys final. We'll have live audio coverage of the Upper St. Clair girls on Friday evening and the South Fayette girls on Saturday evening on WJPA and the WJPA Sports Network. Thanks to head coaches Steve Lemberieu and Brian Bennett, to Frank Volcano and the entire crew here at Canon McMillan. For my partner Tom Drakely, floor director Eric Bennett, Noah Tennant, Scott Donnelly on camera, Gee Whiz George producing in our downtown Washington studios, I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks for being with us. In the PIAA Girls 5A Semifinals, your score, South Fayette 50, Peters Township 36. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network on NFHS.